Well, since you put me down, I've been off doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine? And I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me run, to help me get her out of my heart.
Hey, everybody. It's Thursday night, and look at that. Hot Stuff's not ready, just like every Thursday. Every Thursday when I say, Hot Stuff, get ready, we got to be on the radio, and he's like, I got plenty of time, I'll be ready. But that's okay, because nobody wants to listen to that asshole anyway. Anyway. Yeah. So I'm Jake. That's the same as I always am, and Riff was here on time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Riff gets paid this week.
Yeah.
Yay!
So yeah, it's Thursday and been not doing much work-related anything. We got back from Las Vegas today after spending a few days there for my wife's and Hot Stuff's birthday. Hot Stuff had a birthday where he didn't do anything that he enjoyed at all, because Vegas is not exactly Hot Stuff's kind of place on account of he doesn't like boobs or money or drinking.
I like all of those things, actually.
Okay. We saw David Copperfield.
Whoa, is he still going? Was he cool?
I was all more like David Crapperfield, am I right? But no, I wasn't right. He's okay. He seems like kind of a dick.
Yeah, I would say the first 5 minutes of the show and all of the like pre-show slides are, David Copperfield is so awesome.
Just references to David Copperfield in popular culture.
And then literally the first 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes of the show is just video clips of like actual like David Copperfield clips on TV and
yeah, people
sitcoms.
Saying, "What am I, David Copperfield?"
Yeah, over and over.
Lasted a really long time, and then for one of it, he plays a 5-minute video of some trick he did in the '80s.
Yeah,
and like, hey, great, thanks for that. I don't know if he was killing time because they were setting up for some new.
I assume, but
I don't know. I don't know why you would have to set up for performing magic. You know, it seems like it'd be something that'd be just there in the air all the time. Yeah. Yeah. he did some stuff that we couldn't figure out.
We had ideas on a bunch of stuff, shit. But yeah, there's definitely some stuff that was like, okay. He made a car appear out of nothing.
Yep.
Which is cool.
Oh, then we saw Air Supply. They made Love appear out of nothing.
Yeah.
They didn't really. We saw Zoomanity.
What is that?
It was okay. It's the Cirque du Soleil, like, burlesque, sexy show.
Huh.
It had a tranny. My wife was excited about the tranny. Yeah.
Excited, you mean dreading.
Yeah. I was drunk about the tranny. What'd you do while we were gone, Riff?
Got a new TV.
And a new entertainment center.
Yes. The entertainment center isn't as entertaining as the TV.
Seems like a lot of wasted space. It's got the two like shelf towers on either side of the TV, but nothing above the TV.
Yeah, none of the... when we went to IKEA, the entertainment centers that have like the hole in the middle for the TV were all either not a large enough TV hole or were out of stock.
Oh, I see.
So we went with a shelf and some bookcases to put on either side of it.
You could add extra storage to it by like thumbtacking grocery bags all over the outside of the shelf.
Whatever happened to just stapling TVs to the wall?
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy. Did they ever make a Milkman video game?
I don't.
Paperboy was kind of exciting. Milkman would be like on foot.
Well,
you'd have to walk up to every house.
Oh no, you'd have the little milk truck. But yeah, you couldn't just throw the bottles at the front door. I don't think that would work.
I was gonna say yeah. What the whole game would be trying to seduce all the sexy housewives along your route.
I don't think you have to try. Housewives are whores. You don't seduce whores. And they get paid in milk. Although it always seems like in the picture in my mind of a milkman having sex with a housewife, there's like a bottle of milk overturned and spilling down the front steps
as the
scene fades out. Yeah. Oil derrick exploding.
Fireworks.
What are you doing?
While we were gone, the pretentious artist got some sort of placemat to use as like a mouse pad, and he left the label on in the corner, which it's just going to drive me crazy.
Maybe he was trying it out, and he's going to take it back.
Yeah, well, so then he shouldn't have ripped off half of the label in a really horrible fashion.
So that's going to be preoccupying you for the entire show.
Well, but I can still talk while I'm doing this.
I'm not sure I believe you.
I am currently talking.
You haven't said anything in the last 5 minutes. Hot stuff.
It's all just some sort of dream. Is this a dream sequence?
So what else did... We did something else in Vegas, didn't we? We ate at some restaurants. A good restaurant and a bad restaurant.
We lost a lot of money gambling.
I wouldn't say lost a lot of money.
It depends on how much money one has.
I think I was down $300 for the entire trip. Maybe $400, I guess. Which, you know, given how long we stayed there, not that big of a deal.
We stayed in a condo that was attached to the MGM, which is sort of the rate for the room is much better than trying to stay in an actual hotel room.
They were supposed to have wireless internet, and they did. It was just kind of wireless ass internet.
Yeah, it was terrible.
So there were only two jacks in the room for Ethernet, so two of the three of us were happy at any given point, and one of us was very irritable.
Which is kind of par for the course.
Yeah, it's like that most of the time.
You had your iPhones at least, didn't you?
Yeah, but they didn't really work for shit in this building either.
Yeah, I had never seen the symbol for the network below Edge. It's a little blue circle.
Yeah, if you can't connect to 3G, you get the E because you're connected to the Edge network, and if you can't get Edge, you get a little circle that you're connected to GPRS.
Yeah.
Whoa. Which it basically like it's data that just doesn't work.
Maybe the building was like built out of
lead.
Faraday cages.
Yeah, it could be.
It was originally designed as a prison for Superman.
They had a balcony, but you couldn't smoke on it. And I was all, dag, yo.
He He was all smoking and then nowhere to go.
And there was like a magical moving sidewalk that took you to the casino. Did we do anything else besides drank a lot? This is a rare occasion for me. I'm doing the Thursday show totally sober.
Yeah, because he was so not sober.
Yeah,
last
I was
night.
Very hungover today. Drank a lot of whiskey, just glass after glass of whiskey.
Yeah, we had some single malt scotch.
No, it was Irish whiskey, not scotch. I'll kill you for calling it scotch.
It was.
It wasn't scotch.
Okay.
It wasn't. Look it up. What was the name of it? It was like Clondarf.
I forget.
Clondarf, Clontarf, 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 Dublin, Clontarf, Irish whiskey. It was Irish whiskey.
Okay.
It said the header on it said Irish whiskey.
Okay.
Irish whiskies. Do you know the difference between Ireland and Scotland?
Yes.
I don't, but I know the difference between Irish whiskey and Scotch.
Ireland is a little island off the coast of Great Britain, whereas Scotland is part of Great Britain.
I see.
They're not connected by land.
Or the hip bone.
No.
He doesn't have a hip bone in his body. How does he stand? Well, nothing exciting at all, Riff. Nothing besides the TV, I guess.
We did most of Next 10.
Oh,
how far did you guys get?
We've done everything except the last two bosses in the Plague Wing.
So what does that mean? What does that mean so that you have done? So they're talking about Next Ramus, the dungeon in World of Warcraft.
Does that mean you haven't gotten to the Four Horsemen yet?
No, we did Four Horsemen, yeah. Four Horsemen is the Death Knight wing.
Okay, so then you haven't gotten to Saffron and...
No. You have to clear all four wings before you get Saffron and...
Is Saffron
Kel
a blue
Thras,
dragon?
Thras, Thras, Thras.
Why is there a dragon in the undead
it's like a
citadel?
It's like an undead dragon. Undead ice dragon.
Like a bone dragon?
Yeah.
Was it hard? I've heard that the high end content in the new expansion is not particularly tricky.
It's weirdly the 10 man version is a lot harder than the 25 man version because there's a lot less room for error. And but
error, like, could you get Error, that NPC from The Adventure of Link, to be in your party?
Ho ho!
Because I hear there's always room for him.
Just like Jello.
Yeah, Jell-O, a Ritz cracker made of Jell-O.
Yeah.
Infinitely tall stack. Yeah. Let's see.
We're never going to get tired of that.
Trek Chirp says, I'm not complaining given the mounds of content out recently, but ETA for Next Underwater Zone, I'm thinking I'm going to try and get it done tomorrow. I got a lot of work done on it in one day when I was in Vegas, but then the internet was so unreliable the next day that I was not able to get as much done as I wanted to, so... Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm shooting for tomorrow, I'm allowing myself the possibility of Saturday.
Yeah, I think we're working this whole weekend, basically.
Yeah, because we're back into town now, and then leaving for the mystery hunt, like, a week from yesterday. So, I believe we'll be getting some work done while we're in Boston, but the internet situation there is going to be kind of sketchy, too.
Yeah, I imagine most of the work we're going to be doing there is conceptual stuff.
Yeah. We're staying at the Bed and Muffin again.
Yay.
Yeah. No, I'm excited about that. We each get our own rooms, and it's like a quarter the cost of us all staying in a shack and at the next cheapest place. Of the Hill people asked me and Scully if we would fight each other to the Amok Time theme from Star Trek. Fight each other to whatever. We're always ready.
Fight each other to Yakety Sax?
Yeah. Nightval says, so I use my Manual of Transcendental Faction, and the skill isn't marked Hardcore Permanent. Did I just waste 200 days? No, that's one of those skills that isn't really a skill. It is a skill, but I don't know why I need to just make it marked Hardcore Permanent. I have no idea why those skills work the way that they do. But they do. Jello Bois sent me some third-party skin info regarding iPhones to Jix K-Mail. Skins are awesome. Hot Stuff believes that only jailbroken iPhones can be skinned.
Well, I've never seen anything that would allow you to screw with the operating system of the basic phone, but maybe I'm wrong.
Enter the Wumpus says, are any of you fans of Lost? The writing in the game indicates that someone is. I don't know that anybody doing the writing has seen any Lost.
I saw the first season.
Oh. Yeah,
I've seen the first season.
And it was pretty good. But I heard that it went quickly downhill and never bothered to get DVDs of the rest of it.
I had no faith in the show. I felt like it was kind of like 24 where they had some good ideas, but then kind of just did so much filler that it was kind of not worth watching. Maybe I'll go back to it.
I've never seen any of it at all. Well, you know what? I think I saw a few minutes of the first episode when it first aired on television, because I think that was when I was living at Disco Banjo's place and he was watching it.
But, was it that long ago?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Unless I was just over visiting him, because I was only like... It was like, what, 3 years ago that I lived? Four? It was 4 years ago that I lived at his place?
At least four, yeah.
Mayim Bialik says, are we going to have a new plaque at the Cannon Museum for the Valiant Heroes in our new global event? By the way, hope your holiday went well. I would say that all of my holidays went well. Yeah, I'm going to put that plaque in the Cannon Museum. I've got a to-do list to take care of the sort of loose ends. The line in the accomplishments section about... you having done your business
Crimbominated.
With the Crimbomination. glad people seem to respond fairly positively to that, and I'm glad. Because it, you know, the hard part was, I'm going to assume, Scully coming up with the idea wasn't actually that hard to implement. Shiverwarp says, wow, awesome spooky putty item of the month. Today's bounty took 5 turns. Mech on my first turn, and then copies from then on. Yep. Broken.
Yeah, there's all kinds of consequences of this thing that are just slowly coming to light.
Which is fine, you know. We need to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
We do. We need to do stuff without really thinking about the implications.
And then we spend the rest of our lives designing around our previous limitations.
Well, we're already doing that, so... screw it. I did fix a bug. I had forgotten that the shadow blocks items.
Oh.
Yeah. Crap. So.
Did people lose them?
I bet one person did. The one person who told me about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that everyone to whom that happened sent in a bug report so we can look through the bug reports and see if it happened to anybody and give it back to them, because otherwise I'd say, oh, by the way, if anybody lost it, let me know and I'll give it back to you. By the way, we totally don't have any logs or any way to verify that this happened to you or that you've ever donated. Which is not true at all. Glebe says, the difference between the burrow grub and the gun is that the gun has something interesting about it. The grub is just boring. Yeah, but the interesting thing about the gun is not particularly interesting, is the thing. Like, it's... yeah, I don't know. The grub is cute. My wife picked the grub because she thought it was cute. That's what makes it okay. Yeah, I'm sure that today's batch of questions is going to be full of stuff that... people are telling us about the spooky putty sheet and us saying, ah, fuck.
God damn it.
Ferdowoon says, today I went to get the wand, and while I had teleportitis, I encountered that new big Crimbo Smurf, Crimbomination. Is this intended? Yeah, it's a zone. He was in a zone. And this was before he went away, so... Major Mobius says, the glow-in-the-dark wristwatch has no equip requirement, unlike the imitation nice watch, which has 35 missed. It's probably brokenly good in that new PvP thing you keep talking about. The new PvP thing doesn't rely on the equip requirements of stuff to determine how good it is, basically. So, no particular worries about that. Digirubica says, regarding your TSA troubles, I don't even send anything valuable in checked luggage anymore. Nowadays, it's safer to mail or FedEx your valuables to your destination.
I mean, that's tricky, though.
What if you're trying to take, like, a big bag of weed?
It would be prohibitively expensive, or used to have been prohibitively expensive to do a bunch of photography
for you to
gear.
Ship your camera gear. Yeah.
I mean,
you should give up on that flippant dream of being a photographer.
When I was doing assistant work for National Geographic photographer, he would have 20 photography cases, and what he would do is he would just bribe one of the sky caps like $50, and he would get all of them on the plane. And that was just like he kept an expense log, and he's like, "Yeah, you know, bribes."
Yeah.
Because otherwise,
in U.S. airports,
dollars. This was—I mean, it was before 9/11, so right. It was a lot easier. But yeah, in U.S. airports,
I bribed a skycap to get my grandmother onto a plane once.
How did that work?
I don't remember. I just remember having to give a skycap some money to do something that I didn't have time to do.
You're like, okay, in 3 weeks, my grandma needs to take this trip. I need you to pick her up, take her to the airport.
I don't remember if it was like she was in a wheelchair and she couldn't. We didn't think that she'd be able to make it to the plane on her own on time.
I see.
We couldn't go through security after her or something like that. It was weird. That was one of my first experiences with like, hey, give somebody money and then tell them to do something, and then they do it. And it's like now I'm at the helm of a corporation, and I'm like, I get to do that all the time. I'd be like, Riff, do some stuff, and he'd be like, no, you talked about it, so now I don't have to do it for 2 weeks. Because he does that with everything. It's really obnoxious. ChefBub27 says it should be called a Throbbing Rage Member instead. Ha ha ha. You could craft it into a Throbbing Rage Members Only jacket. Matola says, hey, I have a question appropriate because I have so many of these things. Why doesn't the stuffed flaming gravy fairy have stuffed flames on the top of it? I think I couldn't figure out a way to draw that in 30 by 30 pixels. 30 by 30 pixels, man.
That's not a lot of space.
Not a lot of space. Did you finally get your stupid label off?
Yeah.
That was a big label for such a small item.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck is wrong with people that they cheap out on the stickers and make it so you have to do that? Cheap, shitty, fall-apart-ass labels on stuff, man.
I have no idea what the difference is. I feel like there are different adhesives that stick to books and DVDs.
Just like vinyl stickers are much better, too. But
yeah, I don't know. The paper stickers are cheap, you know?
Matolo Mule says, well, if you want to have the scorpion sting itself to death, the alcohol has to be on it, not in front of it. Yeah, I'm still going to go with my whole stepping on them thing. Bank of KOL says, the firearms comment is from Tommy Boy. Oh, right, when they got the bees, your firearms are useless against them. Yeah, because they're pretending to be surrounded with bees.
Was that in the car?
They're getting pulled over.
They're getting pulled over, yeah. And they're like, yeah. That's pretty funny. I think that's actually a really funny tactic when you're driving all drunk and crazy.
Good movie.
Wouldn't go so far as to say that.
No, it was a good movie. Scully, I couldn't even get Scully to finish watching it. I was like, watch it for a half an hour, and if you don't see anything funny,
no, there's definitely funny bits, but I wouldn't say the movie overall.
Maybe there's no funny bits in the first half hour. That was what I should have said was, all right, watch the entire movie, and if you don't laugh, then you can punch me in the stomach. Johnny says, hot stuff, what did you need the word that was one-letter substitution away from lesbian for? Did my list help? What was that for?
Oh, it was for the trivia name.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Hope's Lesbian.
Because we started out as Bob Hope's Lesbian Golf Cart and then started changing one letter.
Bob Hope's Lesbian Golf Fart.
Yeah, and then Golf Farm and then Gold Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And then it was Bob Hole and then Bob Dole.
Right.
Bob Doles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember what we had a whole scheme. We stopped going to trivia though.
Jubweb says the food tiny plastic sword should be parsley. That is all. We could have the guy from CSI and Wet Hot American Summer run out with no pants on and say, "Parsley! I need parsley." Man. Again, Wet Hot American Summer. Best movie or greatest movie? Johnny Johnny also says, "Hey, Jake, I've quit cigarettes. Are cigars the answer to my desire to sometimes smoke? Is that playing with fire? Can you suggest a good cigar / place to get them?" In my experience of having quit smoking cigarettes numerous times, anything that you do to replace smoking cigarettes is just going to make you start smoking cigarettes again. Like, I had to stop completely for, like, a couple of years before I felt comfortable. Like, you know, I smoke cigars all the time now, which is a little frustrating. But I'm still
4 or 5 a day.
Well, little bitty ones though. I'm still well below the inhale them. I'm still well below the threshold at which I've ever found any data about health risks associated with cigar smoking. There's never been anything to suggest that like one or two, and presumably this means one or two normal sized cigars a day, has any impact at all. That I've seen, at least. I haven't been looking very hard. I've been looking in the you know, studies sponsored by the American Cigar
Association.
American Cigar and Cognac Association. Like, cognac is really good for your heart, as it turns out.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the musical fruit. Anyway, I smoke Macanudo miniatures, ascot sized. They come in little tins, and if you buy them at a cigar shop, you'll get raped. So buy them on the internet from jrcigar.com.
Yeah.
Because it's like a third or half the price that you'll pay anywhere else. Tear the Red asked on the 1st if there was going to be a new season the next day, and no. I should have announced that. Because I said it on the radio that we were pushing back the every two weeks a week for the holidays, but I didn't actually ever say it. I meant to make an announcement. But then I feel like the Crimbomination stuff happened, and that was the announcement instead. Should have.
We have too many ways to communicate with people at this point, because we've got our Twitter, and we've got our radio show, and we've got announcements, and we've got the forums, and you do tend to call random players on the phone a lot while they're sleeping.
Yeah.
You've got to stop that.
I know. And I make everybody who plays the game set up their phone so that it automatically answers but turns the volume down really low. So a lot of the way that I disseminate information is actually by, like, whispering to people in their sleep. And it doesn't always work.
Although people do tell us that they had a strange deja vu dream when they see it in action.
I had a dream last night that was pretty funny. I had a dream that we had gone to the mystery hunt and... And Lycra had, I forget what was going on, but we needed some information from her, and we were on the phone with her even though she was in the next room, and we asked her a question, and she answered in a way that just gave us zero information about the question that we had asked. And so we were sitting around like joking about how, wow, that was not helpful at all. We don't know any more than before we started. And then Lycra walks into the room from the next room over and says to me, hey Zach, I'm filling out this application and I need an independent rating of my communication skills. So on a scale of 1 to 100, how effective would you say I am at communicating information? And I kind of looked around at everybody in the room and then I looked back at her and said, December? And that was my dream.
That's
nothing
awesome.
Nothing else happened in the dream, and I don't know.
I love how you have these like hilarious dreams where you're making all these good jokes in your dreams.
Last night, yesterday I set up my billing on AT&T's website, and last night after we'd gone to bed, it finally got around to sending me the text messages telling me that it had been done, and Lycra heard the beeping while she was still sleeping, and it registered as error messages in her dreams.
What kind of errors do your dreams throw?
I don't know. Unable to establish connection to dream server, wake up and try again.
Johnny says, I recommend Guinness with the magical fruit tabs and eating lemons like apples. I'll have to keep Guinness in mind. Maybe we should do it at Pranksters. Just keep ordering sour stuff.
Maybe you should get a lot of them and secretly disseminate them around Pranksters as a prank.
Ooh. Oh!
Psychopath says, shouldn't you make items, for example, clown shoes, that would be otherwise impossible to wear more than one or one pair of, unable to be equipped more than once?
Wait,
you know,
why would you be unable to wear more than one pair of clown shoes?
Yeah. They're huge.
And they're funny.
They're huge and they're soft, so they can fit inside themselves. And plus, as Scully likes to point out, nowhere does it say you're wearing them on your feet.
Yep.
That said, now that it is possible, we made it possible and then never did anything with it to have mutually exclusive sets of equipment, which I'm sure that we will do this in the future, because it is kind of like, you know, we'd have a set of accessories that we basically, it would be a lot easier to balance. It is a lot easier for us to balance things like accordion thief songs because there are limits built in. Any other buff we add that doesn't have any restrictions on it is just, all right, so we're just adding another plus, you know, plus 10 monkey testicles to the vast array of monkey testicle additions that exist in the rest of the game content. You know, I can probably say that if I had it to do over again from the beginning, I would have put every pair of gloves in a mutual exclusion set, and every pair of shoes. Not make them their own equipment slots,
right,
you know, but just have them be accessories, but you can only wear one pair of shoes, you know. And that way we could do stuff. You know, we would just have a little more leeway on stuff.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have to worry about
the more vectors that we have.
It wouldn't be that hard to set that up now.
Well, but it'd just be
a little
toys away.
Frustrating. Yeah,
people tend to wear a lot of pairs of gloves at the same time.
They
I don't
wear
know
a lot of fake hands at the same time.
And the another problem is if we had the way that custom outfits work. It's not like it's equipping each item in sequence. It really needs to be. It really needs to just... I just need to have C.D. Moyer burn that code down and rewrite it from scratch. Yeah. But people who had custom outfits with multiple pairs of shoes, and now you know they're doing it. You know, every one of them is making a custom outfit that's every pair of shoes in the game. You know, it's fine with, you know, we can do it with future content. It's like, you know, you can only wear one thing with orange polka dots on it at a time or whatever, because it would just be horribly gauche.
That is something we're very concerned with, is
yeah,
your appearance.
Tatter says, what is a nodule? You know, it's a nodule. Check out this funny ass soda, tentacle grape. Tentaclegrape.com.
That was one of my favorite Onion articles, where they were talking about McDonald's retiring its character, the Hamburger.
Yeah.
And it was talking about how that was one of the least successful characters since Kool-Aid's The Grapist.
Right.
Have you seen that that Onion video of the new Apple's newly released laptop that instead of a keyboard, it just has a giant click wheel?
No.
I've got it linked off my blog. You should check it out. It is funny.
Riff's blog at minimumsafedistance.org.
That's right.
Wardrobe provided by... what's that company that always does the wardrobe for game shows?
I don't know.
Something and then a number. It's like a word and then a number.
Pier 1.
No. Galaxy 5000 or something. What the hell is it?
Hawaii 50.
Yes. That's it. Wardrobe by Hawaii 50. Damn it, now that's going to drive me crazy. I think it's always like at the end of it. I always saw it because I think it was the
Pat Sajak's wardrobe.
Yeah, it was Pat Sajak's wardrobe.
Because Vanna White's was always different.
Right.
I thought.
Somebody will know. Somebody will know, and somebody has probably already sent it in. But because like Jeopardy was on after Wheel of Fortune, so I always saw the end of Wheel of Fortune. I never watched Wheel of Fortune. It is infuriating to watch Wheel of Fortune because
when you know the phrase.
They just. I really think that you have to like fail an intelligence test to be a contestant on Wheel of Fortune. I'm totally serious.
There are occasionally some people who do really well.
I think those are people who buck the system somehow by pretending to be stupid and like sneaking their way on to the show.
I mean, are you...
Or it could be some like Flowers for Algernon kind of thing going on, right? Where like in between the time that they you know, get accepted and actually are on the show, they
they become really smart, but yeah. then they...
Or the lawnmower man.
They write journals about it, and then they...
Or phenomenon.
lose their intelligence. And yeah. That's a recurring theme, isn't it? Lawnmower Man, I don't remember... It was based on a Stephen King story.
No, it wasn't. It was based on the name of a Stephen King. It had absolutely nothing to do with the story. Yeah.
I don't know.
Because the Lawnmower Man was about, like, the story was like, this guy calls a service to mow his lawn, and they send over, like, a satyr who telekinetically controls the lawnmower, which is like a monster that eats a gopher and then chases the guy into his house and kills him.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with this.
Nothing at all. Yeah, there's the guy who mows lawns. And his name is Gob. No. His name is Joe. Is Pierce Brosnan in The Lawnmower Man?
I don't remember.
I think Pierce Brosnan is the scientist.
That was something I saw a long time.
Terrible. Terrible movie.
I don't think I've ever actually seen it, but I feel like I've seen it all, or at least heard it all, from samples in industrial songs.
Yeah.
Spearmeister in chat says Botany 500.
Botany 500, yeah,
Botany
okay.
500.
Not Galaxy 5000. Galaxy 5000 was like a car, wasn't it?
Probably.
Yeah. Nubinator says, can you make an item dedicated to me called, like, the Noob Poning Gun or something like that? No. Also, get new jokes. Get new your mom. Elric the Stupid says, Michael Palin reference in the Palin Dome? No. Cyber34 says, Jick has the Let's Play idea, correct? I myself have over 210 minute videos on YouTube of horrible GBA RPGs. Nubinator says, it's not Canada, it's Canada, I am offended. See, you tell me to get some new jokes, but then you make fun of all of my jokes. Joab says, can we have a last eat spot, just like how we have a last worn item? The recently unequipped thing it's weird. It's like a side effect of the current halfway between the gutter and the stars status of the inventory. If the inventory gets sessionized and is displayed based on a cache in memory, I kind of would like to get rid of the Ajax stuff that's currently there, because there's no longer any need for it.
Oh, you mean
for using stuff. It's awkward, and nothing else works like that, and it causes a lot of confusion to people and a lot of problems. And I feel like getting that to work properly is going to be a lot more work than it's worth. So I kind of want to just go back to the way that it worked before. From a
because that was sort of a band-aid approach to reduce lag before Crimpo.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and the thing is, if I think we are already at the point where anything that you can do from inventory, you can do from the chat. So if you want that
functionality right.
It's still there. But yeah, inventory is gonna be so fast if we manage to pull that off. It's gonna be a little tricky.
Yeah. But
and it will dramatically increase the size of our session storage requirements.
It's going to have the same problems that people are having right now with combat items.
It's not really, though, because it's not.
Okay.
There basically are no longer any problems with combat items other than somebody KMLing you a combat item while you're logged on. That we've already figured out how we're going to fix that.
Okay.
And it's easy now that... CD Moyers changed the whole, like, session ID checking thing, no longer hitting the player table, but hitting a heap table in DB2. All we have to do is put something in there that a flag where you can set it for somebody else that triggers a refresh of their combat items or their inventory or their whatever, right? You know, we could do things that we don't do now but could do after this, like you can give somebody else an effect. Which, I guess that happens now with curse items.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you cannot force someone to reload effects.
Well, I mean, anytime you buff someone.
Oh, yeah. Haha. How does that work? We must have figured it out somehow.
I think you have to reload to have it show up.
Have to reload what?
Character pane.
Yeah, but that doesn't... That's a different problem. I understand that if you don't, you know, if you turn your computer off, you won't see the notification of them giving you the buff. But your effects are stored in the session, so there's got to be some way. That we must already have a mechanism in place for triggering a reload of somebody else's effects.
Do we?
We must.
Maybe we don't.
I mean, we cause all kinds of ridiculous bug reports if we didn't. Oh no, another putt says, give the grub plus PvP fights or something. Oh, that's an interesting idea, actually. Fertile Moon says, the fire and water gods in the Hidden City seem to be mixed up. I know it's a reference to Pokemon, but to me the fire god seems a lot like a Leviathan. Did I screw that up, Riff? Or...
I don't remember.
I seem to remember us having a conversation about this before, but I don't remember how it turned out.
I vaguely remember it too, but I think it got fixed... I don't know. Let me go look.
In the meantime, Blizzbob says, the server's been consistently not responding for a period of 4 to 8 minutes every 8 to 14 minutes or so this Friday day. Bug or feature? Was Friday the day that the Switch first crapped out? Was it Friday that we spent?
I think so.
Yeah. So this great big behemoth of a Switch that we were apparently leasing from the data center. I thought that it was something that we owned, but we didn't because we pulled it out to take it home and it had a Pure Gig property tag on it. Like, whoops. They would have let us walk right out with it, too.
Well, yeah.
Because they don't know.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered until we closed the account.
Yeah. So, the Switch just... turns out it was just turning itself off. It's physically just powering down every few minutes.
Yeah.
So it was either like a fan quit working and it was overheating or some shit. It drives me nuts when I think about all of the fans that are in all of those servers. Because fans just don't last 5 years, you know?
They're also cooling that room pretty heftily.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, I don't think that's going to help. I don't think them cooling that room is going to prevent...
Yeah, I don't know.
I think what that prevents is... it getting so hot that even with their fans. Own cooler, because that many computers spewing that much heat into the environment. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, a lot of fans. A lot of fans in a lot of boxes, and fans are...
You know, you could just write a story about it. That would probably make you feel better.
Some fan fiction?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell from the wiki, they're working correctly. It may just be some people are misinterpreting what characters the pictures are of.
King Stupid says, hey, Jake and Scully, have you read or seen this site? And then links to a Saturday morning breakfast cereal comics. That was pretty funny. I read into the archives a little bit after it, or before the show while I was reading through these questions. Enemy Lasagna says, will we ever be able to make grape pie? I don't think there's any such thing as grape pie.
Yeah, I've never heard of a grape pie.
Why don't they do that? Why don't they make grape cobbler? Hot grapes are not that good.
Yeah.
Jam is okay. But that has a lot of additional sugar in it. I mean,
what
I
about
know.
Space Jam with Michael Jordan?
The video game?
No, the movie.
Oh, they made a video game out of that, actually.
Did they?
Yeah.
Was it any good?
No, it was terrible.
Yeah. I bet the movie
was terrible. They gave it away free.
They gave it away free?
With, yeah. Just
with purchase of...
Nothing. Just here. Itself. Take this game.
I never saw the movie or was aware of the game. Missing Number says, it's been far too long since Hanks was rebuilt. Why has it been able to survive for so long? It's made out of the densest material known to the scientists of loathing. Golgothica says, how about an account option to turn auto attack off and on? Auto attack as a concept exists only as an account option to turn it on and off. Because when you're going into special fights where you don't want it on, you can turn it off from chat. Now.
Right now.
Sild says, will we be seeing Uncle Hobo in the back alley or Hobopolis? I don't know. Scully hasn't told me yet. He's holding those pages from the concordance pretty close to his chest. Joe Shara says, will there be a special event if the Crimbomination is left alone? Cannot listen to show. Please send reply. I'm not going to get into that habit. There's no way that the Crimbomination would have gotten left alone.
Yeah, that's...
That'd be awesome, though, if we did a whole bunch of work, like a whole new clan dungeon that opened only if no one adventures in a new zone that we introduced.
that That is such a counterproductive idea. Yeah. I can't even begin to think about it.
Well, you don't like wasting a bunch of company time and development resources? What do you...
Where did that come from?
The clock?
Yeah.
My wife got it for me for Christmas. When Xenophobe left, he took his awesome clock with him. And it's like a train station clock that's like a double-sided clock that hung in a spot in the office where you could just see it from everywhere in the building.
I spent a lot of time looking for a clock like that, and I could not find one that was like less than like $200.
Well, it could be that my wife was more willing to spend money on a Christmas present for me than you were.
That's possible.
This one says London. Kensington Station, London, 1879.
That's an old clock.
We have been to Kensington Station. We went to Kensington Gardens, and it was boring as shit. But we saw the round pond.
Oh, yeah, we still need to Photoshop that picture.
Yeah.
I have the
I know, and you're the only one of us that knows what Photoshop is called. Wait a minute.
You might have broken the code.
Yeah, I think I fucked up. Ferdowoon says, in the adventure, still no colors anymore in the desert. The gnome tells you to come back 20 minutes later. Is there really a timer on this adventure until Walk Without Rhythm is available? No. yeah, that's pretty funny.
So mean.
let's see. Dyslexal Sid says, did I just blow your mind? Yes. Anyways, why do you guys let the whole auto-delete thing, or why do you guys do the whole auto-delete thing? I lost a lot of rare items that way. Is it that bad having unused characters? Rare items, you know, you didn't lose any Mr. Store items that way. I wish that we didn't have to do it, and I think that CD Moyer's got some ideas.
Over again, we probably would not.
We probably would not do it, but the thing is, we can't let inventory and the flags table just get larger or any faster than they absolutely have to keep the game going. It's possible that CD Moyer has a plan for a sort of like archival of old accounts rather than actual deletion. Yeah,
I kind of like allowing names to be recycled too.
Yeah.
Just because it seems like otherwise...
If accounts get deleted from inactivity, you can reuse the name.
Yeah, exactly. But if...
Oh, I'm saying... Yeah, okay, so... okay.
My point was, if you couldn't do that, then it would be just inevitable that eventually everybody would have to have a number after their name or some weird misspelled bullshit or...
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. Play Havoc says, Freaky Friday, can I have frozen network time items, plocks? No, this was not that kind of catastrophe.
Thank God. If we had to do that over again, I would just fly down to Texas and demand our hard drives. Do you know what I mean?
Demand their hard drives.
Well, they're sure, but like physical access to them to get our data off.
I just don't think they would have done it.
Well, then I would have yelled at them a lot.
I was so happy. I was so happy when they called to try and convince me to not cancel my account with them. I'm like, you do not even understand how too little, too late this bullshit is. I'm like, do you really want to know all of the reasons that I'm canceling this account with you guys? And just got to talk to him a lot about their practices and how...
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of man hours.
Yeah, that was my fault. And I had a lot of problems with them. That was the straw that broke the camel's back, right? I mean, it was just like, well, let's see. We've got these problems, and we've got this pile of money. What should we do?
Yeah.
That was scary, though. Like, sort of moving to that level where we actually were, like, you know, sort of buying hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of hardware and putting it in a place here and actually having to sort of hire people to take care of it and stuff. Like, that was a big step up.
And then immediately donations started to drop. I'm like, oh no!
Because
the servers got too good.
Servers were too fast. Yeah. People were like, wow, these guys don't need our money. Man, we need extra donations now because the water got turned off at my house.
Why did you let that happen?
Because I'm retarded. I just don't ever get my mail. The
You're like, what is this stuff that keeps showing up to my house? I just don't get it.
These white papery rectangles, I hate them.
They keep showing up in this urinal. I was all excited that my house had this urinal in the front. So yeah, there was like a sprinkler malfunction, so I had a larger than average water bill 1 month, and so they canceled the automatic pay service on the account, and I found out about it like a month or two later, and then I was like, I should pay this eventually, and then it sat on my desk until apparently we were gone when they came to shut off the water, because, you know, I can afford to pay the water bill. I can't. Donate more now, please. I'm destitute. Goddamn it. So, yeah.
For now, Jake's going to be even more of a hippie than usual.
Yeah. If it's yellow, let it mellow. Actually, if it's yellow, I'm coming back in from outside, is my solution to the not having a toilet. Because I'm not going to pee in a toilet that I can't flush, right? I'm going to pee in a yard that I can flush.
you can flush your yard?
Yeah, you know, and I keep telling my wife, just poop in the pool, but she doesn't find that to be an acceptable solution.
I was explaining to her that because there was still water in every toilet reservoir, you could flush every toilet once.
Right.
And then I was like, well, and then you could always go in the pool, which you can flush once.
But I had already flushed the main toilet before
I knew. You already
flushed
the pool?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Ooh, wow. I guess I didn't wash my hands.
Ever? Between then and now?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you've touched things.
I know. I've been, like, sucking my thumbs and stuff, like, for the whole... Man, hope I don't get Ebola. Wait, no. Flesh-eating bacteria. No.
It's AIDS. Weird.
What do you get from eating your own poop?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's weird that if you were to eat your own poop, you could get sick, right? Because...
I don't think that's weird, really.
It's been in your body.
Yeah, but it's been in a section of your body that's...
That you're putting it back into.
No, you're not though. There's a huge difference. Like
a vast difference.
Yeah, the environment of your stomach is designed to stop the bad things in your shit from making it back up into your throat. In some ways.
I see. So it's your throat?
No, it's your stomach. I mean, I feel like getting shit into your stomach is where it's dangerous, right? Because that's where you start to reabsorb those poop nutrients into your nutrient stream.
I hear you can eat it three times before it becomes deadly.
You can eat it three times before it becomes too concentrated to eat. Boy, what would that even look like? Poop that's just...
I don't know, actually. Yeah. It's really gross.
I wonder if there's anything that you could eat that would make it not a big deal to eat your poop.
Well,
like, if you just ate nothing but like...
Guinea pigs. Because guinea pigs eat their own poop.
Oh, so that must... dogs eat their own poop.
Do guinea pigs eat exclusively their own poop?
Well, no.
That would be
a chicken and egg problem.
No, think about it.
Do chickens only eat their own eggs?
I've probably talked about this on the radio before, but in my analysis, the chicken and egg problem is a division of people into creationists and evolutionists.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because a creationist would feel that God created a chicken, and then the chicken laid eggs. Whereas an evolutionist would realize that, like, a chicken is nascent in the egg that makes the chicken. So the first chicken that we know of as chicken was an egg.
All right.
So that explains, if you have any questions...
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hot Stuff has solved that problem once and for all.
Yeah.
Gloob says, pickpocketing the live nautical mine from the Minecrab should disarm it, and don't try and say it carries a spare, because look at that thing. That thing's huge.
Gleebs. Pickpocket?
Gleebs is just like Tiny Elvis. You shouldn't be able to pickpocket it.
Maybe you can.
iClubU says, would it be possible to make it so that chat macros can call other chat macros? I like to take saw blades and cut other saw blades in half.
You can't
pickpocket the live mine. See, we thought of that, Gleebs. Faggot.
If you could have, then I would agree.
Yeah.
But you can't.
CD Moore did not want to make it so the chat macros could call other chat macros.
Yeah, infinite recursion equals bad.
But it's, I mean,
bad.
We could prevent
bad.
That from happening.
Bad.
Trivially.
Bad.
You know, like, we wouldn't write it such that you could infinitely recurs.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think that there would be that big of a problem with it.
You could. I feel like you could cause a lot of server overhead. Do you know what I mean?
But just by doing things very quickly.
Doing things, well, deliberately creating a bunch of stuff that would cause a lot of cycles.
I don't know. Elfin says, any chance of getting an RSS feed on the radio.kingdomofloathing.com page? Then I don't have to deal with all the podcast bullshit to know when new shows are up.
Do our own podcast style thing going on?
I mean, I would not have a problem putting an RSS thing on there. I don't actually know how.
I don't know how to set up. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know how to set up an RSS.
I mean, it's just, you just make it generate an XML document, right? And then it...
I don't know. Like, so people subscribe to it, so when people subscribe to it, they pull...
Their reader pulls
then
it.
It shouldn't be that hard to do.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is. I just don't know how it works. If anybody knows of a good primer on that, feel free to link it to me. I'm going to go into the wiki and post this in my to-do stuff. Oh, when did this get so big?
Oh, it's because
my browser window is very small. Son of Radio today.
Do you remember when you discovered that Firefox apparently had no upper limit to font size?
Yeah, that ruled. That was like a week ago, or 2 weeks ago. Vaz says, perhaps a / bedazzle chat command to get to the sticker weapon page? I think you can just use one of the stickers with / use, and it will take you to the bedazzle screen, actually. Inferno Hero says, what about a chat command that would list your current equipment in it so we wouldn't have to load the inventory page or our character page to see it? Yeah.
You're effectively loading those things by... Aren't you? Or maybe not.
No.
You could write a totally separate query that would just...
Yeah, it's like you're loading the character pane, but the character pane doesn't... The character pane does not use nearly as many resources as the... Well, that's not true. It doesn't...
It uses different resources.
It doesn't use hotly contested resources the way that the...
Man, that inventory table. It would be possible to shard the inventory table, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like that might.
After we did it, I would say I have to go. I just sharded.
Yeah.
Ziggy Zagnut says, "Hey, Gen Company, what do you guys mean when you say that mist classes are a glass cannon? Am I missing something?" It just means like they deal a lot of damage but can't take a lot of abuse is the idea. I first heard it in reference to like EverQuest, I think, where mages were described as glass cannons.
Or Dungeons and Dragons has mentioned it at least in one place, I think.
Yeah.
It's sort of a relatively common term in RPGs.
Like a cannon that shoots pint glasses. Or spectacles.
Well, the pint glasses one, isn't there that thing that shoots trash in Fallout 3?
Yeah.
So you could kind of
Yeah, I don't know if they're... Yeah, there are drinking glasses in there. I always shot tin cans. They were the best that I found. They were everywhere. There were dented cans and tin cans.
Did you have to use 10 of them?
No. No, you could use however many you wanted.
Okay.
They weighed... They had weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool that the weight of the ammo or the encumbrance of the ammo became the
with that particular weapon. I mean, it was a weapon that could theoretically never run out of ammunition, but unlike bullets, the ammunition for it actually weighed something. Inferno Hero says, I hate to break it to you, but wild turkeys can fly. Domesticated turkeys can't because they get too fat. So the hand turkey should be able to fly.
Wait. Wild turkey can fly?
Yeah.
Man. That explains a lot about why that stuff just mess you right up.
Anyway, I wasn't telling you. I wasn't talking to you about how turkeys can fly. I was making a reference to a WKRP episode. And then he says, mustachuary in full kick now, huh? I'm participating in shave infrequently winter. That means I've been getting some pretty sick neck beards and stashes, but nothing to write home about. I hate neck beards. Yeah, I can't deal with No Shave November because I hate it when I get a neck beard. It's just god-awful uncomfortable. Because, like, I'm just fat enough that my neck rubs against itself when I breathe. And, gets sweaty and pointy. Scrapey. Pain. Awful. Henry Clay says, hey guys, I was just wondering if we could have something in the questlog accomplishments about how many demon names we've discovered. The game does not actually know how many demon names you've discovered.
I mean, it could know.
It could know. But it doesn't.
It does not, currently.
We elected not to actually store those.
Wait a minute. You mean a single field that would track the number of them, right?
Well, no, we don't store. We don't keep track of which ones you know.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you don't have. You could guess.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, no, I mean that's the thing. It's you know you can only guess once a day, right? Or three times a day or something.
I think it might be three.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be fucking impossible to guess one though, because
yeah.
It's.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, they're just all there. Like we procedurally generate the entire list of every possible demon name moving forward, right? So we have an upper limit on the number of.
If you figured out our algorithm, you could guess.
I suppose. I mean, it's based on seeding a random number generator. So I don't know if you'd have to figure out our algorithm, and I guess it works across different versions of PHP and across.
Oh, if it didn't,
that would suck because it would be different from server to server. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to be really pissed off if that ever changes.
Because that's something that I wasn't even thinking about, and I wouldn't even think about with upgrading PHP.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, the tricks we do. Shimada says, is Super Smash Bros. Brawl a good game? No! Neither is Mario fucking Party. Starwed says, is the non-pickpocket ability of the undersea items a design feature or just a side effect of how the drops work? It's a design feature because Hot Stuff hates you.
It's not that I hate you, it's...
that we don't want people to be able to get those items without spending the not-insignificant cost.
It is hard to get items underwater. So it's especially hard to swim around behind something, reach into its pocket, steal its stuff, come back around in front without them noticing.
And then tattered scrap your way out of the combat.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Linguini Lad says, I propose a new pet rock type familiar, a Barack Abomination. Barack Obama. No Barack Obama references.
No, we're decidedly apolitical in general.
He's going to ruin the country. I wish John McCain had won and reappointed George Bush. 8 more years!
Wow.
Lord Derby says, regarding mustache months, at the college I went to, a lot of people like to observe International Mustache Month during February, enough that every time it overshadowed Black History Month. I guess it depends on what you're paying attention to, right?
So instead of NaNoWriMo, it's FIM?
FEM?
FIM. February International Mustache Month.
FIMUMO? Except National... Novel writing. You know who wrote a novel for National Novel Writing Month?
Who?
No one.
Selden started.
Yeah. I didn't ask who started writing a novel for NaNoWriMo. I asked who finished writing the no in that case stood for nobody. Lazy fuckers. I wonder if it's just some conspiracy by somebody who, like, it was started by a person who's really good at writing novels, but he absolutely hates writing, like, the first couple of chapters. So.
He gets everybody else to write.
Yeah. He writes a novel except for the first couple chapters, and then he gets hundreds of people to write the first couple chapters of a novel, hoping that one will match up.
You could just hire a bunch of monkeys, I think, and make a lot more progress that way, because they could work all year long.
A novel length. Story that was written
by
like
monkeys.
One sentence at a time, you know,
by random people.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
There is a.
It would not be terrible.
There is that book, Naked Came the Manatee, that Dave Barry and Stephen King and a bunch of other people collaboratively wrote. They like each wrote like Dave Barry wrote the first chapter and then passed it to another person, and they wrote the second chapter and then handed it over to. Yeah, it was okay actually. It was weird.
Telesar says scrolls of ancient forbidden unspeakable evil no longer one hit kill protector spirits. I'm going to assume this is an unwanted side effect from fixing the one hit kill on the Crim Abomination by using the scrolls. It was not. I was surprised to find that they worked against. Fernsworthy's great-great-grandfather and against the Protector Spirits. But I decided to be nice and change it back. Actually, C.D. Moyer changed it back without asking me, and I decided to let him. Because I think he assumed that I had done it on purpose. Or done it by accident, rather. Yeah, see, the thing is, those scrolls would also auto-kill keg tanks, which doesn't make any fucking sense, right? Physical resistance became something that it had not originally been, and those scrolls would have also one-hit killed a Destructobot.
When?
Always. Unless I marked it a boss for some reason. Oh, unless I hard-coded it to not work. I think maybe I did hard-code it to not work. Yeah. And I just forgot to hard-code the Crimbomination. But that was stupid. That was a bad way of doing it. Anyway, now it only works on non-corporeal monsters. Is non-corporeal not a word?
Incorporeal is a word.
I had only ever heard non-corporeal. Let's see what Google says. Incorporeal has 641,000 hits. Non-corporeal has 75,000 hits. Fine.
Although non-space corporal has 4 million hits.
Okay. Non-dash corporeal has 73,000. So, yeah, whatever. Rickett says, let us access our messages while stuck in choice adventures like the Hobopo's cage. Please, K, thanks, bye. No, because you can do shit. You can do shit. You can get rid of items if you can have access to your K-mail, which...
Yeah.
Bad.
There's all kinds of trickiness inherent in a lot of those systems.
Yeah. Spastic Dancer says, thanks for the bonus Spirit of Crimbo versus. I really like them. Yeah. Scully did a good job on the Spirit of Crimbo. It's funny stuff. Wild, weird stuff. Inferno Hero says, I like how all the elves on the Crimbomination are still smiling. They're not all smiling. Some of them were pretty sad. Gunther Mapplethorpe says, so the Vent Rage Gland skill should gray out after it's been used. No. Yeah, apparently you have to manually do that, because people, every time I add a new skill, somebody's always, it doesn't gray out when it's unusable. And I'm like, oh, I forgot that you had to do something to make that happen. I feel like there's a lot of skills that have been added.
Yeah, I don't think it was...
I think it was just something that Zeno did every time, and yeah. So since he left, nothing has gotten... updated. Sebalt says, some of the text involving the Rage Gland seems like a reference to a Confederacy of Dunces. Was this intended? No. I've never read a Confederacy of Dunces, and I did all the writing for the Rage Gland, so I don't know.
Maybe somebody read it to you in your sleep when they phone called you. And
oh, that could be, yeah.
Had it on quiet.
Is a Confederacy of Dunces any good?
I don't know.
I read it a long time ago and remember thinking it was really funny. It's one of my dad's favorite books. I'm not sure that's any indication of anything.
There's also a movie, maybe?
I'm gonna see if we can't have a little music break. You guys talk about something interesting while I find music.
Cloudstrife mentions that the Raffle House does not disperse the knowledge of how much you spent on your tickets.
What?
It's that when you buy something in most places now, it tells you how much meat you spent, and this is an oversight
that we should
put in. So I'll put that into the Toto list.
So yeah, that's a good idea.
And then Thrams asks, hints on trophy number 68? No. This one blows my mind that people have not found it.
Yeah.
Blows my mind. They found the one, they found the much harder one first.
Yeah. They found many harder ones first. Yeah. There were a lot, because this one rolled out with NS13. It was in the batch of 20 new trophies that came out with NS13, and I expected it to be one of the first. It is totally straightforward. It is easy to do, and it is exactly the kind of thing that we would do.
Yeah, and people are just not understanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so weird.
Let's see. All right, well, I'm going to play a few minutes of depressing-ass Counting Crows. I'm going to do the more upbeat Counting Crows songs. Except no. I put Round Here on here. Are there any more upbeat songs on this album? There's Mr. Jones and Rain King. Those are pretty upbeat. You know, I'm going to replace Round Here with Einstein on the Beach. But I have to find that in a different directory. Damn it. Where's the counting crows? Counting crows, Einstein on the beach. And here we go. We'll see you guys in like 12 minutes.
Ciao now.
what you fear in the night, in the day comes to call anyway, yeah, yeah. Never, never, never again. No, 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 no.
Hey, everybody.
Woo, reverb.
A little bit of feedback.
Reverb.
Some country feedback. So, Tatter says, I thought all underwater equipment yields salt crystals when smashed. I smashed an octopus to spay and got three twinkly wads. What's up with that? Need to do that.
Yeah.
Need to, because those are all hard-coded.
If you put it somewhere that I could get to it, I could do that for you.
Well, I mean, it's in, I don't know where it is now, craft.php.
Craftworks.
Cheevandmacaroni.pcp.
See, but since I'm outside of your secret VI society, I feel like I can't.
Have Geff install Emacs for you.
No, but because you guys use VI swap files as ownership of a thing, I
you can look for them.
But if I start editing it, and somebody else opens
it. I bet Emacs creates 50 swap files.
It creates a single tilde file name. I don't know. But then it just keeps like a backup version
before
you mess with it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Although now that I'm becoming proficient in VI.
Oh, yeah. You're pretty proficient. I taught you how to do one thing.
No, four things.
Your pants are all
too small for you. I know how to insert. I know how to insert on the line below you.
You know how to write, and you know how to quit.
And escape out of insert mode.
Well,
isn't that enough, really?
It is, yeah. Yeah, it is, actually, although you don't know how to delete anything.
Well, you insert in the backspace.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Elfin says, how much would you pay for a copy of the KOL wiki from a year in the future from now? How much for a copy of the source/database from 1 year in the future? A lot more for the second than the first, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I mean,
it'd be a lot easier to read.
If you just wait, you'll get it for free.
Yeah. It's true. If I could get a year's worth of work done on KOL for $100,000, probably would. That way we could just work on other projects for a year. Or we could work on KOL and get twice as much done. But
that'd
then
be
we'd
weird.
Be breaking it. We'd be breaking the...
Yeah,
it would no longer be there.
Well, that's the... Huh. So by getting it and immediately installing it and not changing it for a year, you wouldn't technically be causing any problems.
Right. Although, we wouldn't be able to, like, put in new items of the month.
Right. Yeah, that's really confusing.
Plus, people would start to play and they'd already had their accounts for months.
Yeah, that's weird, too.
Grimdell says, I just had a bad experience with Kitty Core. Long story short, got the kitten, was in a hurry, forgot to select it, and went into combat. How about some kind of reminder? How about some kind of reindeer? How about some kind of wonderful?
Yeah, I don't...
I don't think it's... It's one of those things where, like, if the game could read your mind...
Yeah, that's the problem. Because there are a tremendous number of people that have gone to get the kitty... not to actually do the perma-unlock thing.
Yeah, and we wouldn't want to be hassling every one of them.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't want to spoil it by saying,
right,
when you get the cat, warning, if you want to perma-unlock Bad Moon by doing 100% Black Cat Run, remember to put on your Black Cat right now, and don't take it off ever.
We could put confirmation boxes on
every combat?
Well, every clover use is what I was thinking. Yeah, like... There comes a point where sort of reminders become much more of a hassle than they are worth.
Linguini Lad says, why doesn't the old faction skill work on the adding machine? I remember it used to work on it before and nothing changed. Landar the Second says, could Bazooka Fish Bubblegum please have the use multiple attribute enabled? No.
Not because of the way it works. That does not...
I mean, what would happen to the comics?
Olive Oil says, is Crumbomination a way to prove just what leaderboard fucktards there are, a way to sink a shitload of meat, or actually something interesting? Well,
all of the above.
But people who want to be on a leaderboard, people who want to spend resources and get on a leaderboard are not fucktards. They're just people who want to spend resources to get on a leaderboard.
Yeah, you know.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Raijan Ely says, no Easter egg for /go-go gadget? No.
when the Crimbomination starts getting smaller, does the image change? Hot Stuff wanted it to.
Yeah, I did, actually.
But I didn't do any additional artwork for it, and neither did he. You could have done it, you know.
Yeah, I was really not around for
the holidays. Not really involved in that
bit.
Reggie Neely says, why not bonus damage for Shield Butt with a turtle shield and Knee Butt with turtle knee pads? I thought that we did that.
We didn't, I don't think. Oh. I think we talked about it and never did it.
Also, part of Bottle Cap Turtle has no bonus damage for Headbutt. Bugger feature. Bug.
Yeah. Man, that's all hard-coded, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Olivo says, I meant fucktards in a humorous way. It amuses the hell out of me to see people spending millions each day in meat in order to be on a leaderboard. After reading the same Crimbo spirit messages each day, being killed fighting is something to look forward to. Raijin Neely says, new ascension core, Manticore. Head of a hippie, teeth of a decent white shark, body of a white lion, feet of a sozzled old dragon, tail of a rock scorpion. How does that even make sense? It doesn't, Raijin Neely.
It's kind of funny, though.
And the pause that refreshes.
The cynical one says, fear in Las Vegas in loathing. And It's Me, You Idiot says, Computer Shopper Magazine gave KOL a plug in the editor's top 10 free games list. That's cool. Other games included were N, Crayon Physics, and Trackmania Nations Forever. I don't know what Trackmania Nations Forever is.
The original N is a free-to-play?
Yeah, the original N was a Flash game.
I did not realize that.
Yeah. I've told you that several times.
Oh, the original N was a free-to-play?
Yeah, it was a Flash game. Elfin says, a while ago you talked about giving the Naughty Sorceress some drops so that you just have to beat her several times to get them all. Any plans to do this still? Yeah. Hot Stuff keeps trying to convince me that she should drop 18 different kinds of currency.
No.
No, that's his idea.
It's more like 36.
Right.
It's a good idea, and you don't like it. It wouldn't be currency. It would be, like, halter tops. Just trust me, that makes sense.
Yeah. Artie Upham says, hey, guys, love the show. Glad to hear you both on the air again. Now, that must have been me and Josh. I mean, Mr. Skullhead. The old Crimbotown Toy Factory still has a one in the link, but doesn't cost an adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have, you know, I could have fixed that, and I didn't. I should have done that.
Yeah, you're lazy. Yeah. Hey, Jack, don't you listen to any radio listeners who say you're getting old. You've been old for years now. Oh, thanks, Artie.
Except that I couldn't log into the image server again recently.
Yeah, what the fuck? Clarinet says, why aren't there other Hobopolis chef staffs than the Chef of the Deepest Freeze? I just didn't think of any. I know people want there to be a lot of balance there, but, you know. Ubermonkey asks if there's any chance there could be an option to defuse sake bombs to get bottles of sake. Yeah.
You wouldn't want them. They're like, it's really low grade sake.
Yeah.
We had some good sake in our first foray into Las Vegas dining.
That's true. And some good teppanyaki.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like not the opposite of the sort of standard showy teppanyaki. It was very just sort of very much just cooking the food and talking to us.
About hunting boars in Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kinda cool.
Yep. That Son Guydruff says, I recently changed my screen's resolution to 1280 by 800, and I can't see my restorables menu in the top bar in full mode unless I make Firefox's text tiny. Ever heard of this happening? No. Personal Robot Jesus sends a message that needs to be directed to Werebear. ChefBob27 says, so will super tinkering be added to the crafting interface? It's annoying to have to look up the recipes on the KOL wiki each time. Well, you could write them down, or you could memorize them. No, super tinkering won't be added to the crafting, because you're not doing it. Norman is.
I enjoy reading Lycra's descriptions of the noises I am making by just transcribing the actions I'm doing into chat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Huh.
People were confused as to the sounds that I made in reaction to your 18 different currencies thing.
RDFM said, "Hey, Mr. Skullhead, love the show. Please ignore any previous questions of mine that were directed at Jek. Wait, don't they have Skype in Vegas? Or does Jek only play blackjack at the really old tables that don't have USB ports?" I have a feeling that they would not let you be talking to someone on a headset while you were playing blackjack. It's just a hunch.
Do you think they would let you take notes? I'm not counting cards.
Yeah.
I'm just
writing down a bunch of numbers at random that happen to be the same as the numbers that you're drawing. Requests to improve the spooky burglet, which...
What?
Fuck no.
It's broken already.
One of the most brokenly powerful items that we have ever introduced.
Yeah.
And, you know, the hat version, no, not so broken.
The hat
That's probably
version.
Fine.
No, they wanted, like... better miter stuff.
Or whatever, yeah.
Miter, wooder, cutter.
Yeah. James111222 says, "It has been said that the sunken chest is the oldest unsolved puzzle in the game, but there's speculation that the staff was being sarcastic. Can the chest be opened?" Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, Macarona says, it'd be handy if that nifty command toolbar displayed the MP cost of skills and counts of items as tooltips with a mouse over. They have the counts of items... right on them. I wonder if putting the MP cost of skills...
Wow, so much information.
It's not really. I mean, it's no more information than the quantities of items.
You know, I guess.
And it would that space is there anyway. I don't know.
Macarus then says, "Oh, never mind, it already does that."
Oh. okay, cool. Black Arrow says, "Why are instruments like guitars and accordions ranged weapons? Please explain how they do damage." You play music.
Yeah, just badly. Intentionally bad music.
Yeah. Also, if fire poi is a ranged weapon because it's a two-handed flail, why is a duck on a string melee weapon when it is also a flail?
String is shorter,
yeah.
These are questions that you really already knew the answer to. That's the thing.
I Club You says, "Why does the cuttlefish get six-armed sweaters? I only count four arms."
Part of the problem is that the forearms that you can see are blocking four other arms, so it actually has eight arms.
Yeah.
For the six-armed sweaters.
Because
two of the arms are legs.
Apocalypse Throb says, "Umbrella should have open and closed mode so they can be a shield-like item or weapon, or at least one more than the other, depending on if they're open or closed." That's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah, that's kind of neat, actually.
And there are few enough umbrellas in the game that it would be easy to just add a new item for each one. Now that it's very easy to give equipment usability,
right,
to just convert back and forth. It's been suggested before, but...
Ooh, can we have food / usable now? Or combat item / food?
No.
I know, you got all excited about it. I mean, I'm sure that C.D. Moyer could make it so that there could be combat items that are also foods. Hellbach says, "Thanks for letting us pick our Crimbo Pressy." Yep. You're welcome. Lukavus Maybe says, "Want to hear the name of the greatest band to have ever walked the earth yet?" And then doesn't say anything.
Maybe, but he's asking a question. Yes or no?
Yes.
Maybe the name of the band is Yet.
I see. Ryan Janili says, "Can you slap on a small HP regen to the Burrow Grub? It has less effects than the other gifts, plus it would fit the theme of the Burrow Grub." Yeah. That's a good point. Rage Neely says, "Spooky Grow fixed yet? Give it more use as an excuse to make it drop more often, or maybe make it a reusable quest item even." Actually, that's not necessary. Just make it drop as long as you don't already have one and ignore the hidden temple condition. Yeah, I really need to fix that. I spent a good amount of time while I was on the trip sitting with a notebook writing up the hidden temple revamp.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, pretty stoked about that. Still going to be a little while, though. What is it, 10:37 in a row? Macarona says, "Why do you give people back Mr. A's instead of custom avatar forms? I can deal with your highly stringent requirements. What I have a harder time dealing with is the disappointment of my customers being forced to wait another month to resubmit, even though I've modified it before the one-week deadline." If you've modified it and completed it before the one-week deadline, why didn't you resubmit it before the one-week deadline?
That doesn't make any sense, because... if they can submit the form, they can buy a new form with the five Mr. A's.
Yeah.
so it shouldn't be any different.
Yeah. The thing is, the reason that we do that is basically so that if somebody submits 50 terrible revisions of the same avatar, they will eventually give up and be able to use the Mr. Ace for something else.
I've seen some of the ones that Macaronis has drawn, and they're pretty good overall.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, I'm not saying that specifically, but I'm just saying that is why I changed it to just always, because we always had the option of doing it when we rejected requests, but just started always doing that because it discourages people from getting custom avatars, and that's something that I want.
Yeah, it's so weird that we're like, yeah, please stop.
Stop buying this product.
Please, whatever you do, don't do this.
Watts Apple Person says, when is the cheesecake shotgun going to be implemented? Yeah. Snuffstyle 420 says, interchangeable kilt/skirt recipes, bug or feature? Feature.
It's confusing.
Tommy Tom says, maybe some people would be pissed off if you diluted the tasteful gifts tone, but judging by mall prices, there aren't that many people who find them worth having. But the people who find them worth having are not going to be selling them in the mall. The people who find them worth having are going to be summoning them.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the ones in hardcore. By all accounts, they're not so useful.
So, okay. So, I mean, let's, you know, Q1, we'll add one or two more items to each category. Let's do it. It's like Tone Loke said, let's do it. Remember when Tone Loke said that? He was all, let's do it. That's what Tone Loke said. Reginelli says, holy crap, that's ridiculous, it's not even funny, has 11 syllables. Damn right. Spleenmaster says, can you introduce a combat item that blocks your familiar from acting that round? Combat?
Oh, like, just completely prevents it from acting that combat.
Well, okay, it is a combat item that you use before combat, and you use it by pushing the button that says put Walter in your terrarium.
Well, if you're going for a 100% run, and you don't want your kitten to act. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think of situations where you don't want the... If you're going for like a particular, like a 100% run, and you don't want your combat familiar to act for some reason, I could see that being desirable, but...
Okay, and then Macaroni says, okay, I apologize for my previous question. It appears I have a tendency to ask silly questions without actually looking into facts. Again, sorry, I must be out of it lately. Okay, so that... Good. I'm glad that we weren't wrong about that not making any sense. Elfin says, how do outfits decide which accessory to replace? Very carefully. Which is to say, I don't know.
I don't think the game knows either.
Reginelli says, Queen Filthrum's a boss? She should become a real boss with a gimmick and awesome writing. Hey! I did that writing. You're telling me it's not awesome? ChefUb27 says, when you mentioned your show about the bell choir, it reminded me of a few times I've seen the kids' bell choir in church. They each have colored bells and ring it when the lady with the colored cue cards shows their color. It's kind of funny seeing them ring the bells. They ring them like crazy.
I saw this, so there's a bell ringing app for the iPhone now, where it turns the iPhone into a single pitch bell. So you can get a bunch of people with the same app and tune them all differently. And you can do bell ringing apps. Yeah. And they had like a little family of people doing it, and the little kid kept ringing their bell when they weren't supposed to, and then it's kind of cute. But yeah.
Oxymoron92993 says, Dear Jick, I would like to inform you that this year I have started high school. I am going to take your often given advice and bang as many girls as possible. I bring this up now because number one is down. I will keep you informed. Thanks, Oxymoron92993.
Oh, dear.
Glad to know the dream is alive.
Oh, dear.
ChefUp27 says, this one guy in the item of the month thread said that when he fought a shadow, his spooky putty sheet disappeared, so I was wondering, are you going to give it back to him? Yes, I'm going to give it back to him. The Hill People says, Dear Chicken Company, can there be an item next Crimbo called the Nut Sled? Not only would the mental image make men cringe, but giggle at the same time. I don't get it.
I don't either. Time Sled? Time Slay? Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. ACM says, thought you'd be moderately amused by the following. NPR did a series on people bouncing back after changes forced by the economy, and they're calling it American Moxie. What I don't know is if ACM knew the other interesting thing about this,
Which is that one of the people featured in one of the American Moxie segments was a woman from the town that I grew up in Illinois. I don't know that that's if he thought it was interesting because of the word Moxie or whatever. But yeah, it was a woman who worked at Huck's convenience store, which I used to go to Huck's convenience store all the time because it was one of the few places in Florida that had video games that was close enough to easily walk to from my grandma's house. You know, when I go back there and I think of all of the times, I always liked going to this one restaurant because they had a lot of video games, and I would always try and get my dad to take me there on the weekends. But then all summer when I was staying at my grandma's house, it was really probably only like a 20-minute walk, and nobody would have stopped me from doing it, but I never did it. I don't know why. Like, it just seems like nothing now. I'm like, seriously, 20-minute walk. Nothing. The town is so small. Like, you just get from anywhere to anywhere on foot. No trouble at all. But I just never did it when I was a kid. Huh. And I had a bike. I had a bike. Why the fuck did I ride my bike?
Are you just professing to be retarded as a child?
Yeah, I guess so. Unless maybe I had rules about how far away from my grandma's house I could go and forgot about them. I used to ride to a library that was really far away.
And Naked Jew asks, is we is or is we ain't gonna get a prison? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Sophie Cat mentions a percent copy monster description. Did we fix that?
It's possible that it didn't get pushed.
Did we fix the after ascending thing?
Yeah. That was the only time it could have happened.
Been, yeah.
Rayervax says, can you make it so in other accomplishment section you have a line saying how many bits you expurgated from the Crimbomination? Yeah. RDFM says, hey guys, love the show. With all the missed or technically difficult radio shows of late, it's possible that the counter hasn't been reset in a while, so here goes. Pickle Factory? Somebody asked about the Nemesis Quest, too. Buzzbub says, how big are wads? Are they baby fist sized, or might they be only the size of a wad of chewed gum? I'd say they're about the size of a baby's fist. Babies don't tend to make fists, though. Except really mean babies.
What's the line from Pump Up the Volume? Is it as big as a baby's arm?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I should watch Pump Up the Volume again.
It's not a great movie, but it's a good movie, and I think it's going to sort of endure the test of time.
You think?
Yeah.
Because the music doesn't seem particularly dated, because it's not music that...
It wasn't mainstream.
Yeah, it wasn't mainstream at all, so yeah. it did not sound like music from the 80s, right?
Right.
Like, and the story... whoever picked the music for that
was very
did a good job.
A lot of, like, Leonard Cohen stuff, and, like, just, like...
Like, there's some Pixies, you know?
Yeah.
The Pixies are never going to be... The Pixies are never going to sound dated, you know?
Well, you say that, and with the hypertension cube Otron... That's going to be invented in 50 years. You know, everything will sound dated.
Right, anything. What, guitars?
Yeah.
You guys used actual sound to make your music? How quaint, old man.
Instead of flavor?
Wow.
The synesthesia
phone. The future is going to be awesome.
Elfin says, why can't we trade spooky putty monsters? I really want to see a market for selling putty monsters of rare / retired monsters. That would be awesome, but...
Unfortunately... The monster is within you.
Yeah. Linguini Lad says, hey, Jick, since you like beer, I bet you'd get a kick out of this contraption. And he links to theultimatebeerbong.com. Somebody made a beer bong that you put a keg in, and it's got a series of valves where you can just beer bong directly from the keg.
Whoa.
Out of different hoses.
Like, because people do that sort of indefinitely, right?
Yeah.
Trying to drink as much beer as they can.
But, I mean, the keg stand, right? Like,
right.
But this is different than a keg stand, because it's coming out under a lot more pressure. Because a keg stand, I feel like you're actually just drinking the beer, as opposed to opening your throat and having it forced into your stomach.
Ugh.
Beer bongs are so fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I only did one once. And I didn't really do it. I couldn't relax my throat enough because that was before I started giving a lot of head, you know? So, yeah. I swallowed an entire can of beer in, like, two swallows. But, yeah, it was...
I can Guinness is pretty easy to do that with.
Easy to chug?
Yeah.
I feel like in general, I can chug beer pretty easily. Mountain Dew is the only soda I can chug because it's not as carbonated as...
Also because you love it so much.
Oh, God, I do. Mountain Dew is so good.
I miss it. I do miss it. I'll drink some next week.
The Mystery
Hunt.
Oh, yeah. Gonna rock the Mountain Dew.
Get a big...
Oh, and fucking Anna's Taqueria, man.
Yeah.
And Pasta Basta and...
It's Basta.
Basta Pasta.
Man, right. Yeah. Wow. I hadn't even thought of that. I'm totally ready for some Basta Pasta.
And Whole Foods Food Bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. And,
this is going to be fun.
No internet. Yeah, it'll be great.
Not as much fun.
Hopefully the bed and muffin isn't made out of old Faraday cages.
Yeah. We were talking. I'm gonna talk to her and see if she would be okay with us installing a wireless router. I don't know if it will work out, but
I don't know if she has broadband.
She probably doesn't.
Yeah. ZZT Man the Fifth says, I think the ancient bomb for the level 11 quest should be renamed Tomb Bomb. I think it sounds more amusing that way. That's a pretty good idea, actually.
That is kind of funny.
I'm going to make a note of that.
Huh.
And I'm not going to pay you for the idea.
Actually, he'll give you $1, and then he'll own every idea you have for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Gloob says, did his Met shoes from Old Mafia Raffles do anything special underwater? Yeah. They quadrupled drop rates, and they reduce your initiative by even more. The Logman says, killing the Naughty Sorceress Form 3 without the wand is now trivial, intentional or not. No, and I made her all resist.
You fixed Tron, that.
Yeah. She had 90% physical and elemental resistance, which I don't know why we put it at 90, so that it would be possible to kill.
Yeah, we made it possible.
Yeah. With, you know, the sort of inevitable power creep of stuff that we design for higher level play, it's really not safe to have her.
Well, but, I mean, the Puff of Your Spines were ridiculously powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, well. Oh, no, another putt says, why does the Deadly Nightshade adventure in Hobopolis have no image? Really? It doesn't? That's weird. It doesn't show up on my...
No image or the no art picture?
I don't know. It doesn't show up on my report of stuff that I need, though. Stuff that needs art, rather. The Gunrun says, how much longer will loathing2.com direct to KOL? I don't know. Indefinitely, as far as I'm concerned. It's handy to have it in case we ever need to migrate to other servers. Yo-Yo God says, we were promised new content for the Mayfly Necklace for new areas and occasional updates for Spinzor's Grimoire, as was done with McPhee's. Where are the updates? They're with the beef. Mayfly's gotten at least one or two updates. I just got kind of soured on it because everybody was all like, fuck you, asshole, this item of the month sucks.
Well, I mean, so does everything most of the new areas have been underwater, and mayflies don't work real good underwater.
Well, that would be funny if... They should do something against the Neptune flytrap, though. Noah Nam links to, like, a 2-terabyte external hard drive that was, like, $250. It's crazy.
2 terabytes?
Yeah.
Because I got a terabyte for just over 100.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
freaking hard drives, man.
It's awesome.
I had a 100-meg hard drive.
They're
my first computer didn't even have a hard drive.
They're theorizing that on a disk, the same form factor as a DVD, that with holographic technology in probably about 10 or 15 years, we'll be able to store a terabyte on a DVD.
Huh.
But they're not sure.
Pustangum says, why red, blue, and white rings for the frats and pink, purple, and green beads for the hippies? International significance? Yeah. If there had been, like, a side of, like, Rasta guys, it would have been red, gold, and green. Loops of yarn from their hats. I don't know. Necklaces that are little Africa-shaped Fimo clay. What other colors are associated with cultures?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, red, white, and blue are for frat boys, because they're, you know, blue-blooded. Blue is the color of their blood, and red is the color of their blood. And white is the color of their girlfriends. Cloud Strife says, can we have the option not to see people's bets in the MMG who are on our ignore list? People like MySpace will someday end the world, make me have to scroll to confirm the bet. Linguini Led says, hey Jake, could you have the main page say it's a stat day just like it does for the holidays? No. I kind of like for those to be not have attention called to them. ZM Flavia says, why is one of the Not Yetis happy and the other is sad? Well, because the female was a lot more enthusiastic about repopulating the peak than the male was. And he got chafed, and it made him unhappy.
Flowers for you has a no pick.
Has no pick, really.
It's a semi-rare. Does the semi-rares not show up?
They do.
Huh.
Anything in the adventure table should show up. Yeah, I don't know what the hell. Mythman 611 says, how am I supposed to sucker punch things that have no stomachs, like the hole in the sky monsters, or objects like the end tables? Everything has a stomach. It's just not always corporeal. Sometimes it's uncorporeal.
Non-corporeal.
Acorporeal. Womfear says, question for show, any intention of changing Spooky Putty sheets so that they cannot copy War Heroes? No, I'm okay with them being able to copy War Heroes, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. Yeah, man.
Unrare, I know, but...
makes me sad.
Yeah, well, you know. Gizmo the Cat says, best Crimbo ever. Your thoughts? Yeah. Agreed. Nandor says, miracle fruit is fun. My recommendation for eating are lemons, Guinness, and maple syrup. Maple syrup, huh?
It surprises me that Guinness is showing up on all these lists.
I wonder what happens to the sour in Guinness if it just became so. I mean, if it just tastes like drinking Bailey's.
Sorry, I'm sneezing.
Roy said that he tried it and it made everything sour taste sweet, but it made everything sour taste sweet in exactly the same way. So it wasn't as interesting as he was hoping it would be. But, I don't know. Let's see. Parse says, with Uncle Hobo being deposed from Crimbo, will he return to Hobopolis? Then can you add something about delusions of Uncle Crimbo to the descriptions of cold hobos, or that is, to the descriptive part of hobo names? I don't think we're going to do anything with him in Hobopolis. Noah M. says, I love Jick's title. I wonder which one he was excited about. Mr. Phoenix, the one that my wife gave me and was surprised that I didn't immediately delete, or the Saturday only discount pork swastika. a naked Jew gave me that. A naked Jew says, was the tranny a doctor tranny? Yes. Tortutite says, hey, Jake, the Zune feed for the show has been broken since early November. Any chance you could fix it?
Zune feed.
Lost my mic. What the hell? No, I ran over my shit with my chair.
What's a Zune feed?
I don't know what a Zune feed is, man.
Is it like Porky, a podcast?
Porky Punch Botter suggests adding the effect to the burrow grub. It's cute, with an exclamation point. that's a good idea, actually. I don't know where that Zune feed is, man. I don't know if somebody else was maintaining it, then something. Ekamekam says, you realize the Canon Museum is full. I think I can consolidate some stuff in there.
Or we can just blow stuff up with more cannons.
We can get rid of some of the old ones. Medusa says, Forbes magazine rates Mesa, Chandler, and Gilbert 3 out of the top 10 most boring large cities in America. Why haven't you spiced things up down there? I like how in the response linked on FARC, the mayor or somebody from Mesa described it as a hotbed of celibacy. good old Mesa. I'm gonna get off this crazy thing and
the radio?
Yeah.
Why were you sitting on the radio? That's what I don't understand.
A crazy one, even.
Let's see.
going off with some Da Da. Not Da 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 by Trio, but Disneyland by Da Da. And I'll see you guys Monday, I guess. And these kids will see you Thursday.
Have a good night, everybody.
See you.
Headed west into the black. I'm going to Disneyland.